Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Odyssey NBA Insider, Danny Green. Danny's been with us all along. He's been phenomenal. Insider calls brought to us by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped for adventure. Danny, good to have you with us.
Hey, Danny.
Same, man. Good to be with you guys.
So tell me this one. Cavs get a win. It's a one-point game. Orlando comes to town. Their offense didn't look good. Banchero looked really good. Cavaliers gutted out a win at home. It was the first competitive game of the series. Which team actually played better last night? And I know the Cavs won. Did they play better or not?
I mean, they played good enough to win. So they got the win they needed, right? They snuck one out. Orlando's been playing really well. But I told you this series, and most series with Cleveland, is going to come down to the coaching. And I didn't think it would be such a lopsided start for both, like for them, and then a lopsided loss, you know, for them to win the first two games pretty comfortably and then to lose the next two in that type of fashion and not be able to score. It's kind of ugly. I guess they made some good adjustments. Marcus Morris coming in, making some good plays for him. I know Jared Allen is hurt right now, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he didn't play last night.
So that was interesting, and I'm like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. But for Evan Mobley to step up and play the way he did, it's a huge win, especially with another starter being out. And I wouldn't say that's necessarily an adjustment, but you have to make an adjustment when someone's hurt. But I don't know if it was a blessing in disguise or what, but they need to make sure that they continue to find ways to gut it out and grind it out in order to get through the series. Because if not, Orlando's playing pretty good basketball the last three games. And you know, this is probably going to be a seven-game series.
Danny, if you're in that Cavs locker room after the game last night, what's going to be, oh, we got to go back to Orlando. What's going through your mind?
Oh, well, one, I would be thinking we got away with one. We're up in the series, though, but we have to be better, especially on the road, because we know how well they play it at home, the series. And, you know, you got to execute. So, and that's offensively, they got to find ways to be able to stay poised, score and get some shots up, you know, get more threes up. They're just not scoring enough. They have to, you know, take care of the ball, get the pace right, get some stops, get better possessions in order to give yourself a chance to get more than – you got to get 100 and some points, you know, to beat this especially the way Paolo's playing, Franz Wagner. Like, those guys are playing really, really well. And like I said, it's going to be a dogfight. So my focus for them would be try to continue to obviously stay poised, but try to get pace and keep pace so they can get more possessions to try to score more. Like, defense obviously is an issue on the road too, but offense is probably your bigger issue. If you're not scoring, you can't beat anybody. You know how good, your defense can be really good unless you're holding them to the 80s, which I don't see happening. It's hard to win games when you're scoring in the 80s.
Danny, you sound like a player and not a coach there, because every coach wants to scream about defense. And I think every player and I think every fan thinks, yeah, well, if you don't score, you're not going to win. And
well,
I agree with you completely.
Defense, man. I'm with defense all the time. But with this scenario, when you're scoring 80 points, and said they need to do better on both. And obviously defensively to stop them, not let them score 100. You lost by 30, you know, some of the games, maybe two of the games. For them to score that much, and for you not to score so little, first of all, you have to be way better defensively. But offensively, you got to be extremely better too. Like, that a lot of your offense predicates your defense. If you don't take care of the ball, they're going to get easy looks. You know, if you take bad shots, that's easy transition. It's hard to get a set defense when you're not having good offense.
Danny Green joining us, former Cavalier, NBA champion, and insider calls are brought to us by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. I think this is an interesting matchup, Danny, because if you look at the big guys, love Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. You look at the guards, okay, you've got Darius and Donovan. But you have Banchero and Franz Wagner that I don't know the Cavs have a good answer for. How can Orlando exploit that? How can the Cavaliers slow those two guys down? And one guy or the other seems to have been really good most every game of this series.
Yeah, it's tough, man. They have bigger guards than you guys. I think your advantage is where, I mean, if Jared Allen can get back healthy and play next game, is protecting the rim and just sending those guys to them. You know, if you're Donovan and Darius, not giving up pull-ups and threes. Obviously, they can post up some. But if I said, if I'm Orlando, I would probably try to post up more of those little guards. If those guards are matched up with them, try to get that advantage, at least get the double teams where you can get an advantage on the weak side. Those guys are really good, regardless if you have, you know, same size guards guarding them or smaller guards guarding them, because they're just good. And you guys are disadvantaged with the smaller guards guarding them. Your best bet is having Evan Mobley and Jared Allen on the weak side, behind the defense helping. So I assume Orlando's probably going to attack that, take advantage of that, and the rebounding. You know, Jonathan Isaac's playing pretty good defense, and they have a lot of length and long arms guys that can protect the rim and, you know, keep you guys out of paint and make it difficult for Don and Darius. Jalen Suggs playing really good defense. Darius has to continue to be him and has to be aggressive, not take a back seat. Push the pace is when he's at his best, using his speed and, getting his shots and his threes.
Danny, just what's your take on Donovan and Darius and some of the, like, we're hearing stuff in the media about those guys not getting along, they can't play together. But then you watch them on the court, and you're like, well, these guys are playing. I mean, it's got to be somewhere in between. Like, I'm unfortunately, you're part of the outside noise now, because that's what happens when you're not playing. So I'm just curious, like, your whole thought on the situation.
I think they can play together with the right group. I don't see why not. It's just interesting because you guys, you know, people talk about how, I said, we've spoke about this before, you guys are too little and too big at the same time, if that makes any sense.
No, totally.
You know, having the two guards and then the two bigs, like, you got to have a happy medium. You kind of want, if you have a small guy, you kind of want to be able to not hide him, but surround him with length and bigger guards. If you have a bunch of bigs that are slower, you want to be able to surround them with guards that can play fast or give you, you know what I'm saying, 3-and-D guys. So I think you got to find, like, a happy medium. Usually don't play two bigs at the same time like that or two guards at that same time. You just haven't seen it, so it's an anomaly, but it's worked for the most part in regular season. It's just playoffs, and I think, and it's not just, I mean, part of it is, you know, them not having the experience, but I think a big part of it is figuring out a way to coach it, you know, so, and adjusting. So, you know, JB's been there for a while, and part of it is all three of those guys, the whole group of them trying to figure it out as players and also coaches trying to figure out how to play them. So, and you might not have the personnel to figure it out. You may not have the coaching staff to figure it out. But some guys can figure it out. And it may not even work. So I may not know what the hell I'm talking about. But it's tough to look at from the outside and say, oh, this works. And it doesn't really make sense when you look at it. But I believe their personalities work because they're such good people and great, you know, players that they figured out, and they don't have ego. So that's why I like them together, and they've done some good things. So, if it doesn't work this summer, this year anyway, this summer, I think you have to go to a drawing board and figure out what changes need to be made.
Danny Green joining us. Danny, we've talked about the 76ers before. You were with Philadelphia earlier this season. Tyrese Maxey was silly good last night. Joel Embiid still not right, and they come back and they win a game that they probably had no business in winning. It was fun to watch. Is there any way they can come back and knock off the Knicks in this thing?
Unbelievable play by Tyrese, man. I'm so impressed with that kid. Yep. So proud of him. And realistically, the Knicks lost that game. It wasn't that, you know, Tyrese won the game for them, but the Knicks had a multitude of mistakes and things happened for them to lose that game. And Joel just looks tired. Obviously, he's not 100% healthy, but he looks fatigued. And it's going to take a lot of either him or Tyrese. One of those guys is going to have to – either both going to score 35 or one of them is going to have to get 50. And that's been the formula for them to win the games. I can't see them doing that two more times. And the Knicks, they actually kept them under wraps with the rebounding. They didn't get out-rebounded too much on the glass. But I just don't see them coming back from that 3-1 and winning this series. I think it's a possibility for anybody, for sure. I just don't see it for them this series. With the lack of depth and the fatigue of Joel, it's going to be tough.
Danny, I hate what's going on in the Eastern Conference right now, because Philadelphia, if healthy, is a threat to win the whole thing. And obviously, Joel's not where he's supposed to be. That's not good. You look at Milwaukee, they're going without Giannis and without Damian Lillard. I mean, that's awful. I hate to see that. Boston now has Porzingis out, except Miami's playing without Jimmy Butler. And I think it gives an opportunity to some of the other teams. And let me throw out the Cavs and the Orlando Magic. I don't think they get past the next round, either the team that wins this series. But I do think it's interesting that some of these key teams that you think really have a chance are kind of dinged up and having to do some different things right now.
Yeah. I mean, well, they always, you know, they say that the healthiest teams are the teams that end up winning championships, not just the best teams. And, you know, I'm not trying to discredit anyone's championships, but if you recall, for Golden State's earlier years in championships, when they first rounds, there was guys that were hurt, like Chris Paul was hurt, some certain point guards couldn't play that they matched up with. There was a lot of injuries.
Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love.
Exactly. Even us in Toronto, we won, but there were injuries to Golden State when we played them in the finals. And so sometimes it just happens. That pathway, I wasn't around in San Antonio, but I remember there was years where Timmy wasn't 100% healthy, and they couldn't get past, you know, certain teams advanced because of the injuries. So that's just part of the game. It sucks to see as a basketball fan and as a fan of your city and your organization and your team when you have those injuries. But it said the health, not just the team that's playing the best, but the team that's the healthiest is the reason why. That's why Golden State was where they were in the final. They were the healthiest team for the past 5-6 years or so. That's why they're in the finals those last 5 or 6 years. So yeah. And Cleveland said they dropped out because of some health issues, but the team that is it kind of opens up the field for anybody to kind of have a chance, right? So
it's good for the game too, isn't it?
Say again.
It's good for the game. I mean, like as much as we loved having the game.
It's unpredictable.
Yeah,
you know, it's an unpredictable thing, you know, and that's what makes it exciting. You know, everybody does the gambling things now. You never know what's going to happen, but it keeps exciting when you have your team has a chance when it's unpredictable. You know, in the playoffs, anything can happen. Luckily, it's not a play-in or NCAA type thing, because one that's even harder to predict. But usually, the better teams and the coaching—that's why it comes down to that. I keep harping on the coaching. The chess playing from the coaching staff is what's kind of going to dictate what team's going to advance, especially when there's injuries.
Yeah, Danny. Last question, because I the home team's won every game in this series. How much is that real? Like that whole – but we were talking about the psychological aspect of – I don't know. I mean, you have to be human at the end of the game too. And if you can kind of feel your team slipping away, or you can be lifted up by your crowd. How much of that is real? And kind of take me through the player's mind on that, especially the end of the game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, there's a reason why they say it's a +4 at home or something like that. I forget what it is. It might be +4, +6. But just having that crowd behind you, when things are going bad, it can keep you stable, keep you poised. And having that crowd behind you when you're going on a run can make that run be an extra, you know, two more baskets, building the confidence. It can keep you, you know, in a different frame of mind. So it's huge to have that support behind you. And obviously, you know, they've done scientific studies to show, like, you're more likely to exceed or succeed or perform better when you have a supportive audience behind you. You know, if something you've only done a couple times, if you have people watching or certain people watching, you're probably going to do it to a better of your ability said performance in that moment because you have that, you know, that audience there. So, and I said for, yes, it's a big thing, especially for young players, but in the playoffs, unless you have the home court advantage throughout the whole playoffs, you're not going to win championships unless you can win on the road. So
no, it makes sense.
You have to be able to win on the road. You have to be able to succeed and have that maturity and be poised and fight through adversity. But luck said, fortunately for you guys have home court advantage. So
in this one,
if you just win at home, you'd be okay. But the next round, you better believe, you better find a way to run on the road.
Danny, great as always. Thank you, buddy.
Awesome stuff. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you guys, man. Appreciate it.
Danny Green, former Cavalier, NBA champion. Our Odyssey NBA Insider calls are brought to us by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Thoughts on what Danny had to say. Coming up from Andy, coming up from me, it's Baskin and Phelps. Here's Hody with a 2020.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.